Hello, Pinellas County. It's time for you to check out Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Angie's Grill on Drew Street in Clearwater is under new ownership, where Ina and Eric Thomas are bringing a new look, a new feel, and an updated menu with affordable prices. For breakfast, try Eric's favorite made-from-scratch Belgian waffles with blueberries or strawberries. Or for lunch, try the Kaz, also known as beef liver with caramelized onions. Not your style? No problem. How about the chicken wings? Or the spaghetti and meatballs? Or even the meatloaf with potatoes? At Angie's Grill on Drew Street, we're not making you a meal from a can. It's a meal made from scratch. And if you have room, try one of Ina's desserts, cakes, or pies by the slice, or take home a super individual pie. It's the Thomas family serving dine-in and pickup at Angie's Grill on Drew Street, a hidden gem in the tiny plaza at the corner of Jupiter and Drew across from the 7-Eleven. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street, open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. till 3 p.m., or on the weekends from 6 a.m. till 2 p.m. Give us a call, 727-441-2644. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street, located at 1732 Drew Street in Clearwater.
Mr. Brian Cash Klein.
Well, this is another one in the books. We got Mr. Paul in the house, and we got Cinderella in the house. Paulie.
Hello?
Two Paulies. You're Paulie and you're Paul.
Yep.
The computer genius guy.
No, the computer guy.
Okay, so anyhow. The computer guy?
Whoever.
Okay. And here you go, Paul. Take the mic.
Hi there, Tampa Bay. This is Paul. I'm Brian's computer guy. AI is trying to take over the market. And as of last week, we're in front of Frank Crum. So, buy Facebook and buy Frank. Marijuana is a fact. And Bing Farm is out. Way to go, class of 71. Guess we did it. Go Trump. First, I want the public to understand one thing, that the Brian Cash Klubaum book is totally against the recreational use of marijuana. Yes, it's a gift from God and cures many diseases, but nevertheless, seek the advice of a doctor before using any strong herbs. Herbs can kill you too. Call our doctor. Call my doctor at 727-449-9595. His name is Dr. Rofi. He cares. He's inexpensive. He's an expert at cancers, depressions, PTSD, and many other things that the AMA has lied to you about. He's our friend, just like Gianna, Spencer, and the sheriff. Best $200 that you'll ever spend. Now here's the number again, and I want you to get your pen. It's 727-449-9595. Now, Alec Nabel, what a major savior. Facebook and that weasel, Mark Zuckerberg, tried to hide the BCCB. And show us only the selected losers. Talk about the masters of confusion and lies. Stop using them now. Google, Facebook, Yahoo, Alec Nabel, and Bing have hit Brian's pages 5 times this week to see why their AI God is doing Brian's bidding instead of theirs, and why we're outperforming Google. Okay, wouldn't you like to know? Go to our Alec Nabel pages and see our numbers. The facts don't lie. Okay, now, last and most important is, join Brian on AlecNabel.com. We would love to have you on our show. And there's no charge. See, you're the ones that make this show great. You're the businesses that tell Tampa Bay how to succeed. That's why Brian's the longest running show in the history of this station. Okay, I kind of lost my place, and now let's see. Oh, Alec Nabel's actually free. We only pay them $30 a month, but you really need to pay them more if you're not computer savvy like me. They can help you. Call Phil. Thanks for everyone's compliance in fixing yourselves to better serve the BCCCB, or I think it's that. Anyway, I would like to say, Irkamka Yeshua Elyon, people helping people. Now, back to our king.
Wow, that was beautiful, Paul. Anyhow, we're going to play the song for you, Johnny Cash. Go ahead.
And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's ground when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing, multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Till Armageddon, no shalom, no shalom. Then the father hen will call his chickens home. The wise men will bow down before the throne. And at his feet they'll cast their golden crowns. Whoever is unjust, let him be unjust still. Whoever is righteous, let him be righteous still. Whoever is filthy, let him be filthy still. Listen to the words long written down when the man comes around. Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wicks. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks. In measured hundredweight and penny pound, when the man comes around.
I looked, and behold, a pale horse.
That was Johnny Cash. Do you know his last album was one of his better albums? Isn't that ironic? The career he had, and even the movie they did was really successful.
Right, and I liked the song he did about the flag. You know, that was really incredible.
Yes. You know. Do you have that song about the flag?
Yeah, that was fantastic. And
what was the name of it? Do you remember?
Trying to remember, but this last song had a lot of Revelation-based, you know, information in it, so it's a little bit different. But he had that something about the tattered flag and how it still stands, that kind of thing.
Right, and you know, the bombs bursting in the air proved that our flag was still there.
Right.
That's the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, but he had a song, and it's played a lot around the 4th of July. And, of course, a lot of people don't understand the Star Spangled Banner and the circumstances it was written.
By Francis Scott Key.
Yep, and, of course, he was captured by the British when he was writing that, and he was out in a boat watching the conflict from the water in the Atlantic.
Oh, did they execute him?
No. He was rescued, but it was really cool because that's how it was written from the perspective of being captured. And yeah.
Did he write it after he was captured?
He was writing it during, while he was thinking it, you know, from the boat.
Wow, yeah. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our national anthem. This is Johnny Cash.
Even the rights to burn the flag, you know. I'm right proud on. Of those rights. But I'll tell you what, we've also got, let me tell you something. Shh. We've also got a right to bear arms, and if you burn my flag, I'll shoot you. But I'll shoot you with a lot of love like a good American.
This is a song by Johnny Cash.
After such a trip overseas in 1975, I wrote this. I walked through a county courthouse square, and on a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole's kind of leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat," and I sat down. "Is this the first time you've come to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag." You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night Francis Scott Key sat up watching it writing, "Say, can you see?" Got a little rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. It almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on though. It got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville. Got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she took a bad hit from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low by the time that one was through. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. The Native American Indians, the blacks, the yellow, the white, all shed red blood for the Stars and Stripes. And in her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, refused. And the very government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing kind of thin. But she's in good shape for the shape she's in. Because she's been through the fire before and she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning and we bring her down slowly every night. We don't let her touch the ground and we fold her upright. On second thought, I guess I do like to brag. Because I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Amen and amen and well said. And anybody that's had a flag folded and given to them has a completely different perspective than those running around disrespecting it. And yeah, I always say, if you're going to burn the flag, wrap yourself up in it first.
Right. That's right. Good. Oh, yes. Very good. I mean, you know, if the flag touches the ground, it should be burned, too. Did you know that? That's how much
disrespect.
Yep. That's just if the flag just touches the ground. And the bombs bursting in air proved that our flag was still there. The reason why was the first thing you do is when the enemy takes you over, what they do is they take down your flag
and
put and replace it with their flag. Mm-hmm. So if we were still throwing bombs, right, that means we were still fighting, and that means they didn't overtake us.
That's right, and our flag was still there.
So everybody, if you ask that question to, 99% of the people say, oh, because of the bombs bursting in air, the brightness showed the flag.
Nope.
No. It had to do with that we were still fighting, and you can't fight if you're overtaken.
When it was by the dawn's early light, our flag was still there. So they fought all night, and our flag still stood, you know, proud. So we fought off the British, the Redcoats.
Yes.
And stood our ground. And that's why we're here today, is because of those brave people that fought. And, you know, so many things go on about how, you know, the white men this or the white men that. But I don't know. I think the majority of the people that fought then, I don't know.
Let's just be real. We did do some things wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, we did make treaties with the Indians and not live up to it. And you got to remember the time, too. The times were different back then. But we weren't the most honorable deal makers with the Indians. I mean, if you look at it from the Indian standpoint. And the Indians actually helped us in the Revolutionary War, actually, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
They did. They did. They did a lot of good stuff, and they should be rewarded. And just as any country, absolute power corrupts. How's that line go? Absolute power corrupts. Is that the...
Absolutely.
Absolutely, well, right?
Yes.
So when you have absolute power over people, there's no feedback, and it just happened, you know. But I don't like talking about that, because then it sounds like I'm not patriotic. But I'm definitely patriotic, but the truth is the truth. We didn't treat the Indians fairly.
No, but we can't go back and fix it. All we can do is learn from our mistakes.
Right.
So for those out there who think that we need to pay for those mistakes, that's not right. We have to move on and do better.
Right. And everybody pulled themselves up by the bootstraps. And look, we have a president that was African American, so we have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So everything is fine. I try not to get into politics, actually.
We always end up there, don't we?
We always end up there. But you know what? I'm proud to be an American.
Me too.
Right? So that's what I can say. So you got, and then he has history with the banjo.
Absolutely.
Do you have your song? You want to set that song up for us?
Yes, we can do that. We can do it right now. I believe we are set up. We can do that number two.
And tell us what you think.
Well,
I love Carl.
This is an old CD, classic CD of Flat and Scruggs doing Rollin' My Sweet Baby's Arms. And this is a classic from about 1950.
Really?
Yeah.
So we went for it. Yeah. There you go. Old time banjo.
We have done an old presentation in the past of the old bluegrass, and we've contrasted it with the more modern bluegrass with different instruments. And I brought you a classic one to listen to. I'm Rolling My Sweet Baby's Arms. So we'll listen to that a little bit and to comment on it after we get through. I'm happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet baby's arms. Forever sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the bad ring come back and roll in the sweet baby's arms. Now where was you last Friday?
door, and my life to the world never go there anymore.
Poem, sweet baby's heart. Poem, sweet baby's heart. Lay round the shack till my dream come back, and roll with my sweet baby's heart.
All right, that's classic Earl Scruggs, and that was Rolling My Sweet Baby's Arms, and that's a very, very good demonstration of banjo playing at its best. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we like to do around here. I play quite often with the Stump Hollow Bluegrass Band, and we have a once in a, we promote a once in a year Bluegrass Festival, the first Saturday of December, and we play commonly at the Palm Harbor Museum at the corner of Belcher Road and Curlew Road, and that's the third Saturdays of the month, and we'll be doing that again very soon.
Here. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, we enjoy doing it. We've had some folks come and ask us to play, and we like to oblige and do our best.
That's fantastic. Is it in the evening or is it all day?
It's an afternoon, Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock mm-hmm. program, and it goes for an hour or two. And if we're lucky, we hear an emergency vehicle go by and we do Foggy Mountain Breakdown as it's an emergency song. So that's mm-hmm. what we like to do.
Now, do you take in your band a mix of the, you know, older music like that with some of the more contemporary, newer?
Well, we like to feature traditional country music, country bluegrass music, mm-hmm. and that's the mandolin, the banjo,
sure.
the guitar, and sometimes you see here a dobro, which is a slide guitar in the mix.
Nice.
That's a more modern, recent addition to the bluegrass sound. But we try to stay as traditional as we can. That means we don't like to bring in, and we like to invite people to play with us if they're playing a fiddle or a traditional instrument, but we can't really in good faith invite people to bring their drum kits and their electric Fender
sure.
guitars as much as we like to,
right.
and we like to have everybody join in. We try to stay as traditional as we can.
Fantastic. That's a third Saturday in Palm Harbor at the museum at Belcher and Curlew?
Very, yes, exactly.
In March, so?
March, and we'll go into April as well.
Okay.
The third Saturday.
Very good. And that's a lot of fun, too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have it, too? Like, you know, maybe someone could put their truck there for food. I have a lady that has a truck.
Oh.
And make it like a party atmosphere where she can set up a truck and all that? What do you think of that?
Well,
I know someone that has a truck in Palm Harbor.
Yes. I can't really comment on that because only because they have a delegation of ladies who make the rules. And
sure, I know that.
And, and
a committee.
It's a group conscience.
Yes. So,
that's what they call
it. In good conscience, I play my banjo and stay out of the politics.
That's it. You know, and then as the group conscience speaks, that's really God speaking, really, through the group conscience. Right? That's how you got to look at it.
Yes. But I can bring that suggestion to the committee.
Yeah, and I have somebody that would be interested in doing that. She sells crepes and all that, all healthy foods. And she's thinking, like, if she sold hamburgers and unhealthy food, she would do better.
Probably. That's right. Sad, but it's true.
She was just telling me that, right? But she makes healthy food.
I would love to run into that truck somewhere.
Yeah,
you can't
good.
Find enough good, healthy food, actually.
Yeah. Right. Anyhow, so thank you, Carl, for being on the show.
Appreciate that.
And
the
then
invitation.
Ask Paulie some questions now.
Well, Paulie, tell me about the music that you prefer.
Well, I like a wide variety. I like 60s, 70s, 80s, a little bit of 90s. One of my favorite things, actually, was a country song that was put out about 4 years ago, and it's Forever Country, and it's a nice mock-up of On the Road Again and Take Me Home Country Roads and I Will Always Love You, and that's one one of my favorite songs ever. But yeah, I'm serious rock and roller though, that's for sure. Love the 80s pop, and I do enjoy a lot of the banjo music. Anything that requires talent, I appreciate, even if it's not something I want to listen to in my car, I appreciate it. You know, and well, I'm an artist, so the thing is with artwork, not everybody's going to like what I do, and that's okay, as long as they appreciate that I'm talented, you know, and that's the same with music.
Yes, yes.
We don't insult the artist. You know.
Well, I think a different variety of music is what enhances all of it.
And, yes.
We all of us will tire from a constant diet of rock and roll.
Right.
Constant diet of anything. Mm-hmm. So.
And I love classical too. It's
big
just
band
all
sound
yeah.
even.
Yeah. Oh yes, swing dancing and yeah. Glenn Miller Band, all of that. I love all of that. The Jitterbug.
Yeah. All right. You're
So. Nice diversity. That's what life's all about.
Yes, yes.
Yes, sir. Okay. So I'm going to be in a runway show next week, a fashion show in Kansas City. And then this last week I did a show in St. Pete. I was body painted by an artist, and I walked a runway. So it was a lot of fun. I'd never done that before, the body paint.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's really neat.
Yes.
Yes. And yeah, we got Jane going to be coming on. Stay here. Jane, she plays the violin. Did you talk to Jane, Carl?
I did.
Jane plays the violin. Diana plays the acoustic guitar. You play the banjo.
Banjo.
And you sing, right?
Not really.
What instrument do you play?
I don't.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was a ballerina and I'm an artist. That's the only thing I can't do is sing.
You're a ballerina.
A ballerina. Yes. Does she know our best friend?
No.
Come on.
I like to sing to the radio, but that doesn't mean anybody
Lindsay?
Wants to hear me sing.
Come on, Brian, Lindsay.
Yes, I know.
Our ballerina.
I went to see her play.
I'll put her on our page so the public can see them.
Yes, we did the thing where...
Oh, wonderful. That's
what is that thing? They did it at Ruth Eckert Hall, and she's our best friend, and she's the producer. She's the big kahuna, the president.
Big time, Tampa.
Big by Tampa, and she did, what is that thing at, who knows it, at Christmas time they do?
Nutcracker.
Yeah, she did the production of that.
I've been in a lot of Nutcrackers myself.
All three of her shows at Ruth Eckert Hall sold out.
Of course.
Right.
It's a fabulous show.
Right. And it was just, and then she did something at the Largo thing. All of her shows sold out for that. It was some play that she took from the 1800s, and I can't think of the play. Do you know which one she did from the 1800s at the Largo? But anyhow, so what happens is the lead person on this play breaks their ankle 3 days before the show's supposed to go on. And there's where he says break a leg, I guess, but there's where it says the show must go on.
They always have an understudy.
Right. And then she, where the understudy was doing, what's her first name again?
Lindsay.
Lindsay then had to do... She went from director, producer, the big honcho, to being actually in the play because she's a ballerina herself.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yep. You got to do what you got to do.
That's right.
And no one knew. Like, you know what I mean? No one, like, I mean, people didn't realize. They didn't know the inside story behind the scenes.
And, yeah, for the record, ballerinas never say break a leg before a show. That's an actor's thing.
Okay, so there you go. And then what happened was is... the St. Pete Times or the Tampa Bay Times gave it a beautiful, roaring review. It was the best review of all time, and no one knew all the pandemonium that went in the background. So I'm there with my roses, you know, because you're supposed to go with roses,
yep.
right? You know, I don't know all the protocol.
You
but,
are, roses.
But I knew I was supposed to come with a dozen roses. I did know that. And I came with my dozen roses and my kids, and, you know, it was just all nice. I put a tie on. You know, I recently just went to that Sun Hun thing.
Oh, Sun, yes, yeah, Sun Yi.
Something like that.
That's
you know,
fabulous.
It was $200 a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And that was sponsored by the radio show because we did their advertising.
But they're fabulous. It's worth it.
Right. So that was 200, think about that, $200 a ticket.
Yeah.
And that was sold out, and that was at the McCarthy Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something where they jump into this big screen computer, and it looks like they really jumped into it. It was all high-tech stuff. And it's supposedly, a lot of the stories are from 5,000 years ago. Then there's like 30 skits they put on, like 5-minute skits. And they tell you, then someone comes out before each skit and explains to you what the skit's going to be. so no. that so you have better understanding of nice. When you're watching.
Right.
It was beautiful. Now we got the banjo man. So there you go. We did the thing with him. He had 1,300 people show up for the Honeymoon Island, his most successful one he's ever done. Yeah. It was a banjo show, right? Was it the most successful?
Yeah, it was a bluegrass
show. Congratulations.
Bluegrass show. Yeah, so we were part of that, too.
It's great.
Yeah. Honeymoon Island, world's number one beach. Me and my wife had our wedding there.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So anyhow, so now we got Adam on the line, right? Adam, you there?
I am here.
Okay, so we got Jane in the house. We got Paulie in the house. Paul. Then we got Paul. No, Paulie.
Paulie.
She's the Paulie. And then we got Paulieist here.
No, Paulie.
Carl.
So anyhow, you want to say something?
No.
Okay, so then Adam, where are you from? And what do you do?
You know, Brian, I'm from Canton, Connecticut. It's a little cooler up here than it is where you are.
Sure. So Connecticut, that's a good place. That's blue on Monopoly.
That's right. It's one of the cheaper properties on Monopoly.
It is one of the cheaper properties, although you wouldn't know it if you actually lived here.
I've heard it's beautiful.
Yes.
Cool. We are having a stunning day here in Connecticut. It is in the upper 50s, so not too bad.
Hmm. Very good. Very good. So tell us, like, Jane, we have Jane. Maybe you can introduce him, Jane.
Yeah.
And then you guys can talk, and, like, you can get the point across of your mission and your message to our audience.
Sure.
Now, we're heard on 104.3 in Tampa, 104.3 in Brandon. We're heard on 106.1 in Pinellas. And then we're also on 1340 AM in Pinellas. So we're covered the whole Tampa Bay market. There are different dials for different areas. And just wanted to put that out there for you guys that are traveling to Tampa.
You forgot about Google, Bing, Yahoo.
Yeah, we're on Google, Bing, Yahoo. And then we're also on YouTube because we have cameras in the studio.
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead, Jay.
So, yeah. It's great to see you, Brian and Paul. And I'm very happy to introduce you to Adam Levy all the way in Connecticut. And I was introduced into this number one company of CBD, and we have a special patent, which is CBDA, and I also have a web page, which would be yourbestcbda.com, yourbestcbda.com. And so anyway, I wanted Adam to go ahead and introduce to you all the details. Are you there, Adam?
I'm here, Jade. Hey, thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate that. And it's a pretty big market, the CBD space. People are starting to see CBD popping up all over. It's at Bed Bath and Beyond. It's every other spam email that you get in your email box is about CBD. And people kind of are getting a sense that maybe they should be taking a closer look at it, but they don't really know the questions to ask. They're a little bit inundated with all the noise in the CBD space. And, fortunately for myself and Jane, we stumbled upon a business platform that really allows the average person to, clear the smoke and be able to get some really quality CBD at wholesale prices by joining this program for free at Jane's website, yourbestcbda.com. And it's completely free to get an account with us. And you'll have access to over 80-plus top-quality CBD products at wholesale prices. We've got bath bombs. We've got skin lotions and facial creams that have CBD. We've got hair growth products. And we've got some really special pain and, inflammation-type products, stress and anxiety relief. And these are things that, what people are looking for when it comes to a CBD product. They have to be organically sourced. That's really important. They have to have COAs, which are certificates of analysis. A lot of products on the market don't have those types of things or aren't sourced that way. And so we've got a really special product line. And something that Jane alluded to earlier is we do have this patented technology called 10X Pure, and that processing, it does a couple of things. One of the things that it does is it actually increases the bioavailability of our CBD. You know, CBD is an oil, and our bodies are mostly made up of water, and oil and water don't mix. Everybody knows that. But if you can create a hydrophilic product, which is what we've done with our 10X Pure patented technology, it enables that CBD to get to the target area a lot better. One of the other things that we discovered during our clinical study with our CBD product, our 10X Pure line, is that it protected the raw CBDA, which is found in the plant. And that's something that really nobody's talking about because they really just don't have it in their products today. You know, the what's found in the plant, in the hemp plant, is raw CBDA, and during the processing and the bottling, it becomes CBD, and there's nothing wrong with CBD. Of course, that's helping a lot of people. However, if you can protect the CBDA and you can get high concentrations of it, it's going to do a lot more for you a lot quicker. The gentleman who, the scientist who discovered the endocannabinoid system, Raphael McCullum, recently posted an article stating that CBDA is 1,000 times more potent than CBD alone. And it's especially good for pain, inflammation, stress, and anxiety, which is what a lot of people are looking for today to, you know, handle those kinds of ailments. So our product, you know, our drops, we have a topical 10X Pure Gold, almost a third of the 1,000 milligrams. It's called 10X Pure Gold Super 1000. Almost a third of that bottle is the raw CBDA. And then we also have a topical version, our 10X Pure Gold Roll-On, which is a 500-strength product, and 420 of that 500 milligrams is raw CBDA. So we've got something that's kind of unique in the marketplace, very high-quality products, and we have a business model that allows a person to get a free account. We give them a free website. It's all set up for them, and then they can go and shop, you know, and save money and by getting products at or below wholesale. And then if they choose to, they can share it with other people, and they can also, if they want, they can earn a commission as an associate. And it's something that's really friendly. You know, people are looking for this. The market itself, this past year, CBD did about $1 billion in sales in North America. It's estimated that in the next couple of years, that'll go to $24 billion. So people are out there looking for it. They want it. They just don't know the questions to ask. There's a lot of noise in the space, and we're trying to clear that up for people and really give them an opportunity to try a lot of different products, different price points that we have, something for everybody in our line, and people are really getting amazing results. We even have CBD for pets, and our pets are absolutely getting amazing results as well.
So if I'm understanding...
That's just a little bit of an overview, and you can get... you know, more information and get yourself a free account at yourbestcbda.com. And we'll look forward to answering any questions and helping you along the way.
So what you're saying is the reason, one reason it stands out from other CBD products is the fact that you have the absorption down to a science, apparently. It absorbs better into, you know, our system being water-based, of course.
Yeah, the 10X Pure technology is a worldwide patented technology that we have an exclusive on, and what it's doing is it's actually taking that oil and it's making it hydrophilic, which means plays nice with water, and that increases the bioavailability by 8 to 10-fold, and so it's, you know, you're actually getting more of what you're paying for and getting the results, so you don't need to take as strong a product necessarily to get the same kind of results when you have that.
Okay, real quick, we got to do a break here. Coin and Bullion Center of Palm Harbor. Now, they're across from Innisbrook. Their address is 36603 U.S. Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Pat's the man, you know?
You know, they're actually located right in the Snappers Plaza.
Right, okay, and that's right where the nail salon is?
Yeah, Best Nails.
Best Nails, so you guys have a feel for where there are. They're experienced. They make this promise. There's three places you can get bullion from. Right now with the market where it's at, hard assets is where it's at.
Right.
And let's just say it's, you know, you can't go wrong, because eventually if that market goes down, gold and silver go up.
Right.
Right. And they will say this. He doesn't want to say it this way, right? I think he said inexpensive. But if you want gold and silver, bullion, they can get it the cheapest than anywhere. Now listen to what this says. They can get it cheaper than anywhere in the country.
Hmm.
Not the state of Florida, not New York, anywhere in the country. They can get it for you cheaper than anybody. So you get your investment, you'll get it the best deal with Coin and Bullion Center of Palm Harbor.
Yes.
Right there in Snapper's parking lot.
He's right next door to Rendezvous, our old client.
Right. How are they doing, by the way?
I haven't seen anyone there recently, actually. I'm not sure.
Yeah. What happens there is, too, he's like, you know, I've been in business doing this stuff, the radio show and all this, for 40 years. And one thing I have noticed is that you see people come and go, and I'm talking life, right? And it's just something like you got to deal with. It's part of life.
Yeah.
And you keep going forward. And I try to tell people that, because that lady, I think what happened was she was sick.
Yeah.
But she was the kindest woman in the world.
Yes.
And she had three children, and she came up with a sickness that was terminal. And I always just used to go out of my way to go do business with her.
Yes.
But now since I've moved like a lot farther south, right, in the Pinellas Park area, it's harder for me to get up there like I used to. But that's what happens in life, you know? Yeah. It's just part of the deal. But then you keep going forward and realize that it's a celebration. Because if you look at it that way, and you don't have to, and I don't tell that to someone if they're grieving, because grieving is something else, to go through that grieving process. But that's what happened with that lady.
Yes.
There. So anyhow, but if you need coins, bullion, it's the Palm Harbor location there, right in Innisbrook, across the street from Innisbrook, I mean, in the Snapper Plaza. They're the people. Their phone number is 727-935-7077. That's 935-7077. Do you know 7 is a spiritual number, too?
Yeah.
I was born August 7th.
That's it. There's always the exception, though.
So everybody needs to go check out Coin and Bullion of Palm Harbor and go say hi to Pat.
And they say they have the word center in their name.
Yes.
It's a center. Okay, so great. So give them a call. And then they're also going to be looking for us to do it, possibly, they haven't committed, but possibly also doing a TV commercial for them.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Because we do that also. We have state-of-the-art equipment to do TV stuff.
Yes.
So anyhow, then we have something from our friend. He's the Boy Scout man. He's the guy, the main guy at the Boy Scouts. So here's his...
Yes, we want to talk a little bit about the Friends of Scouting. They are volunteers in the Boy Scouts of America, and they support the Scouts. All of them are volunteers, and they raise money to support the Scouting program, the single-parent families, and foster kids. So before they ask you for a donation, they've already given one themselves. We have over 17,000 youth in our local area and over 4,700 registered volunteers for the Scouts. 92.4% of the Greater Tampa Bay Area's council expenses are spent on programs and services that deliver. It's called the Charity Navigator. And they've had a membership growth of 15.6% in the last 2 years, making this council the number one for growth in the United States.
Wow.
Right? So 30% of their support for Scouting comes from the Friends of Scouting. And it cost them $234 for every Scout in the area per year, which is 30% of that comes from Friends of Scouting. And what they are doing is giving youth a program that has been proven for over 110 years, resulting in youth who manifest the Scout oath and law in their daily lives. And donors, if you are a donor over $1,200, you can attend the Distinguished Citizen Award Dinner held on May 13th at the Grand Hyatt, honoring Derek Brooks, at no charge. local donors may also attend the awards show on April 23rd and 20th at the historic Fort Harrison Crystal Ballroom at no charge. And if you do want to do that, guys, you RSVP to Gary Titus at 727-642-9240. Again, that's Gary Titus at 642-9240.
Wow, something what they do.
May I?
Yes.
I know Gary, and I was also a scout, and God bless Order of the Arrow. They are amazing, and they
right.
saved many people, so thank you, Gary.
Right, and they teach you integrity. They teach you how to have courage.
At that age when
right.
you
they teach,
to be planted.
Right. And it's a good thing to be, because that's when we're more open-minded. And it shouldn't be, but the cliche is you can't teach an old dog new tricks. So if you can teach the puppy when it's a puppy, and that's a child, to do right, do the next right thing. What do? You do the next right thing. You know in your belly wrong from right. It's called the bellyometer.
Well,
and that's
spirit.
What these... Yeah, the spirit. And that's what they do. Two-thirds of the Fortune 500 leaders right now were Eagle Scouts. Two out of three.
Wow.
It's very powerful to be an Eagle Scout. It's teaching good habits right from the get-go. And Tammy, thank you for doing that. You did that beautifully.
Thank you.
Okay, so, and then can you get in touch with Fade It? Call him up to be
Dave.
Yes. Dave. And then let's not forget our bullion friends there in Palm Harbor. If you need bullion right now with the market the way it is, they're the ones to call. They're called Coin and Bullion Center of Palm Harbor. You can Google it. Coin and Bullion Center of Palm Harbor. They're, right now is the time. You know, it could change your life. You know, I know people that put money into silver and gold when the economy looked a little shaky, and they're very thankful they did. In every adversity, a seed is planted for a greater result. So even though the adversity is that the economy is a little shaky, gold and bullion will always be safe.
There's other assets.
There are other assets, but it's a kind of a risk-free deal. Yeah, thank you for saying that, Pat Brandon. Yeah, go to Burger King. I'm sponsoring Burger King, but then Paul would say there's always McDonald's.
Well, no. Sorry, Nick.
Yeah, I love you, Paul. So anyhow... It was really neat what Paul did to tell what he's doing with the computer. He doesn't call himself. He calls himself the computer guy, but he does it great.
Oh, no, it's static control now.
Yeah.
AI has really got us screwed up. Facebook tried to cut you out.
Okay.
Now, static control.
But I just want to thank you for everything you do on the computer.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so Adam, you're still there?
I am here still.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Awesome.
Do you have a song you want us to play for you, Adam? We've been playing Johnny Cash. Do you have a song that you like that maybe we can get put on?
You know, anything that sounds like Cash is going to be okay with me. I'm going to let you pick. You're the expert on that, and I'm sure you're going to pick a great song.
You know, what was Johnny Cash's brother's name?
I don't know.
Petty. His name was Petty.
Oh, my gosh.
Petty Cash.
And then you know what?
Oh, that's funny.
I know you know his sister intimately, Adam. And do you know what her first name is?
No, go for it. What is it?
No, you know her intimately. Give me her first name. You don't try to hide. I know your wife's listening. Her name is Anita Cash. You need a Cash. You know her intimately. But then people that know me call me Brian Cashless.
we're trying to fix that for people and give them an opportunity to earn some extra cash.
Thank you.
With our
pizza,
CBD bill.
Friday, 2:30.
Yes.
Hey, Brian, do you know what my webpage is?
We do, as Paul was just saying, we do programs from our company to feed the homeless.
Brian does a lot of charity.
Do you know what my webpage is, Brian?
No, what is it?
YourBestCBDA.com.
Well, very good.
CBDA.
CBDA. You ready?
Check it out.
We got someone on the line?
We do. And we have Jazz from Fade It Lounge.
Jazz, finally. What's up, buddy?
What's going on with you, man?
Oh, well, we got a lot of things going on. We had Johnny Cash songs going on tonight. We had the Boy Scouts going on.
Love the Boy Scouts.
And then we had Paulie talking about how they painted her and she's on a runway and she's a model. So if you want to go on YouTube, you guys, we have cameras in the studio. She's the most gorgeous woman I've ever met.
Thank you.
I call her Cinderella. And then we got Jane in the house. And then we got Adam on the phone in Connecticut. And now we had the bullion store, or the coin and bullion center of Palm Harbor, where they sell gold and silver. And now we have Faded Lounge. Can we do any better than that?
Yeah.
So tell us what you do there. What do you do there at Faded Lounge?
Shop manager, man. I'm a barber, man.
You're a barber, man.
Yes, sir.
That's good. And that's good, because I would say, like, just to make it, if you want to be technical, you're a master barber.
What I like to call it is I knock 30 years off of people if they're old.
No, that's good.
50, you'll be a teenager after you leave out of here.
Well, that's it. People aren't taking pills to be old. They're taking pills to be young, right?
Yeah.
So what makes you unique as a barber, and why should someone go to Faded Lounge?
Well, what makes me unique is, man, I like to make people feel like they're at home, man. Feel like you're at home, and I'm going to try my best and do my best. And I know my work is just a work of art. Like, I bet on myself every time. So.
Yeah, that's good. What you have there is confidence and to believe in yourself. Because when you don't have self-doubt, right, you'll put more into a project. So that word to believe is important, and to have confidence.
Yeah, it really is.
Because you can then achieve more in life. And I feel the confidence in your voice that you believe in what you're doing.
Yes, sir, I do. If people want to check out my work, man, they can follow me on Instagram at Fade It Yaz. That's FadeIt Yaz, YAS.
There you go. Follow him on, and then that's good too. Do you put, like, before and after photos on there also?
Yeah, I put before and after photos. Some of them is just photos where it's just after. I put comments and everything like that I get from the app Booksy. If you want to book me on Booksy, you can use the same thing. Faded Yaz.
Faded Yaz.
Right. And then I like to say something too. There's a Thai restaurant. We're going to do Thai Nana. It's in Palm Harbor, right? We're going to do a special on them next week, and we're going to have food here. They're right there just past Alderman Road. Actually, they're in between Alderman Road and Tampa Road on the right-hand side. Thai Nana. And you want to talk about, like, when you go in there, that oriental experience? Yeah. You think you just walked into China. Or actually, Thai would have their own country, right? Thailand. So I guess I shouldn't say that. They should.
Thailand?
Do you know what I asked my... You ready? I asked my daughter. We had Chinese food and Thai food, right?
Thai food's better.
So I asked her which one was better. You know what she said?
What?
She said Thai. So I said they both didn't win. Get it? It's a tie.
Ah. Well, Thai people don't cook cats. Seriously.
Okay, Henny Al Yaz, give the phone number and the address.
I'm sorry.
Your phone number and address.
Oh, for my personal number, or are you saying, like, the shop?
The shop.
The shop?
It's Faded Lounge, right?
Yeah, Faded Lounge Barbershop. You can catch us on North Hercules Street.
Right next to the Circle K.
Yeah, right next to the Circle K, 2165 North Hercules Avenue. And the phone number is 727-330-7730.
Faded Lounge Yaz, the Yaz Man.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.